Joe Colbeck's had the first one, not so much the second one where he smashed the crossbar, but one before that he should have scored really. You know, Pondy's had one the other end, Frankie's had one first half. You know, we're disappointed to come away with a point, but it's another game without defeat and another clean sheet. But just lack that cutting edge today.
Yeah, perhaps it was the day you really missed Liam Hurd today, or a striker.
I'm not going to talk about Liam, man. He's out of the equation. But we missed certainly someone that's going to stick it in the back of the net. And you know, Cookie's low on confidence. You can see that. But he's working hard, and Eld's worked hard today. And it didn't drop for him today at Barrow. It dropped for him, and he got two goals. But you know, it didn't fall for us nicely today. And to come away, I think if we'd have scored, we'd have gone on to see the game out, because. You know, really the only time we looked at under any threat was when we pushed forward and they hit us on the break. And, you know, barring for a couple of poor crosses, they could have had better delivery in the box. But I think that's because we flooded forward and in search of the goal. But, you know, it's, we just missed that, like, killer instinct today.
Thought you should have had a penalty early on.
I'll probably get in trouble, but the referee was, I have to say... For me, if I was sat as a fan, I'd say that's probably the worst performance I've ever seen from a referee. It was terrible. But, you know, I'm just being honest. I spoke to their staff after the game and they were equally as scathing about him in the performance that he had here before when he sent somebody off and they played Forest Green. I just don't see what he saw in some of the things. I really do not understand some of the decisions, how bad somebody could be at it. But... thought it was a definite penalty. I thought Az has got in, he's got the defender, he's got the wrong side of their defender, and he's pulled his arm round and twisted him round, and it's a penalty. It's a stonewall penalty. And, you know, because it was early in the game, everyone forgets about that, but I'm a bit aggrieved because I thought we deserved to get a penalty quite early on.
A couple of the yellow cards went in towards the end, one on Frankie Artis, one for a Kidderminster player as well, that looked from here to be reasonable challenges.
The one on Frankie Artis, I don't know. The one on their lad is a joke. The one on Frankie, he's gone in and won the ball and played it through and he's sliding and then the lad's just stood in front of him. He's played as in and all of a sudden he pulls it up and gives him a yellow card. But, you know, they're obviously deemed good enough to referee at this level. It's frustrating because the referees at this level are, you know, struggling, I think, a little bit at times with the pace and the tempo of games to keep up with it.
Do you have to bottle your frustration up at those times and also expect the players to do the same?
What can you do when a game's going on? And I don't think we had I think probably the first free kick we got was near on 70 minutes. Unbelievable, some of the decisions. There was one in the first, in the second half. Craig Dizzy's been pushed over with two hands to the floor. Waves play on. Our player gets near one of their players and he goes over and he gives a free kick straight away.
And he missed the challenge on Bradley Ward.
Oh yeah, the lad's absolutely smashed straight through Woody. He has a chat with Woody first half for doing it. He's come straight over the top of Woody and caught him in the midriff. So he was poor, but then again, we weren't great either.
We talk about colour injuries. Bradley Wood and Greg Pearson, were they left over from last week?
No,
a bit?
Not at all. No, we don't play people injured. Bradley Wood's got hurt in that tackle that you just alluded to there. He came through and the lads caught him right in the midriff and he's struggling to breathe with his rib. So whether he's cracked a rib or not, I don't know. But... Greg Pearson, when he went in for a tackle in the box, when it dropped down, he just jarred his knee and was struggling to run. So, you know, when it's not going your way and then you throw a centre-forward on, and I thought he was our liveliest centre-forward when he went on, and then he has to come off 10 minutes later because he's struggling to run. So it certainly didn't go the right way for us. But, you know, I know everyone's going to be saying we should win those games and we should beat teams down the bottom of the league. But what we've done is kept another clean sheet. It's one defeat in nine for us this season. And it keeps us ticking along. I just want to see a little bit more belief from players.
As I say, you know, you do look very solid at the back, don't you?
Yeah, we look solid at the back. That's why it's frustrating when we're, you know, giving away good opportunities to score, because we always feel that we're not going to concede goals. Barring the Barrow sort of 60 minutes, you know, where we weren't great defensively. Since then and... before then, we've looked very, very solid, and that's why it's frustrating that we're not creating good enough chances, or the centre forwards possibly not doing quite enough for us. But I've said to the lads in there, the centre forwards, you know, you take the plaudits when you do well, when you score the goals. So, you know, at times there's going to be times when we're asked more from you, and I don't think their link-up play was good enough. It was in the first half at times. I thought there was some great play from us first half. It went into Elds, it went into Cookie, went out the other side. But then I want to see good crosses in the box, and I want to see bodies flying across things in the box to get on the end of things. And you know, that's something we need to work on and get better at. And I think, you know, we've realised that, and we'll continue to strive to get better at that.
And I know it's a lot looking for a needle in the haystack, I presume, with the injury to Pearson again, that you're still looking for a striker.
Well, we've said all along that we always look for, whether it's a striker or whether it's anything, you know, wide player or whatever it is, we've got to look. But if they're not out there and available, then, people say, why don't you get so-and-so, why don't you get so-and-so? Well, that's great, but unfortunately they're on about £5,000 a week, so it's never going to happen. You know, people have to be realistic what we can afford to do, and we need to make sure that they fit into the group and have they got the right attitude to want to come and play in the conference. That's the other thing we're up against. We speak to a number of agents, a number of players, a number of clubs asking about availability of players. No, don't want to drop down to the conference. So it's difficult. It is very difficult to attract players to the club that are going to add to our squad. But we know what we need to do, and we'll persevere and we keep looking.